Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hi, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. I'm really happy to be back. I've kind of been in the land of sick. I've not been very well at the beginning of the week. My sons kind of seem to be picking up these lurgers at school and bringing them back. And I haven't been posting. I haven't been on socials at all. So I feel so much better. It's been a big relief physically. I was really, really kind of clearing and hit on the physical, so it's nice to be back in the land of the living. So I hope you are all okay and enjoying these March energies and the March experience. It's an interesting time, I always find, because like I always say, we kind of have this feeling of one foot in winter and one foot in spring, and I really feel the push-pull. I want to go slowly, but at the same time, I want to kind of surge ahead and go full speed ahead with certain things. So it's this kind of this need to navigate that kind of push-pull energy. And it's really typical of this time of year, because when you look at nature, you know that we are obviously moving into spring now. The earth is warming here in the northern hemisphere, obviously. Lots of bird song and greening, and the hedgerows of blossoms coming out. It's just beautiful. But it's still quite tentative because of the hard frost we can still get this time of year. We're getting a lot of rain, so growth is can be tricky, and it's not always a clear process. And I feel that we are mirroring this. We feel this within ourselves as well. So it's really normal to feel like this at this time of year, if that is your case. And just obviously continue to rest where you need to. Maybe not rushing into things if you really feel pushed, but sort of take time to lean into it, make sure it's aligned and right for you, because that springboarding energy can feel really, we feel like we really want to rush at things, when sometimes maybe just taking a day or two to reflect can be really wise as well. Now, we also have some very interesting energy heading our way. It's very exciting and opportunistic energy. We mustn't lose sight of that. I sometimes feel like the way I describe the eclipses, because it's eclipse season that's coming up, can be a little bit like it's going to be this really major period where you're really going to be in struggle. And it what we've got to remember is that all of this is to really push us through and get us to where we need to be, and this is exactly what's going to be happening during this period. So I feel we're already feeling the build up a little bit. You know, we're coming towards the eclipse, equinox, global equinox next week. I believe it's next Wednesday around the 20th, depending on where you are in the world. So there'll be a global shift of seasons. So for us in the Northern Hemisphere, we'll be moving into our spring officially. And, you know, that in itself brings heightened energy. We're already feeling that build up, like I said. So there will be pressure in some places. You know, like I've just been saying, you feel this push-pull where you really want to surge forwards, but you've still got that kind of tendency to go slower, which is really normal. So just bear that in mind. And on Tuesday, so the day before, actually, next Tuesday, Tuesday the 19th, we start the pre-shadow eclipse. So it really is coming quite soon. And the eclipse doorway, so we have this pre-shadow phase, which starts next Tuesday on the 19th. And then we move into the eclipse doorway. It's like an eclipse doorway, the active phase, which starts on Monday the 25th of March, so the following week. And it will start with a lunar eclipse on the full moon. Okay, and it's a certain alignment between the sun, the earth, and the moon. Now, this is what we really need to talk about, because eclipses, everyone talks about the eclipses, you know, in spiritual circles. It's well known that it can bring a very, it feels quite like quite a chaotic, scattered energy, okay? And it's very kind of death, rebirth energy, I see as in, it shakes things up. It's like a shaker and a stirrer. So that's really good when we think about it. All the things that are out of alignment, that are not sitting well with us, that are holding us back, you know, experiences, things that we're just not expecting will suddenly rise up. And it can feel challenging because of that, because we're not, you know, if we're not expecting it, it's really tricky, isn't it, sometimes to navigate all of that. It can sometimes feel like a bit of a slap in the face. You know, I've consciously gone through many eclipse seasons now, and it always feels the same. And it's a kind of question of bracing yourself and resting as much as you can before it's coming. Now, this, I don't mean this to sound negative by any means. It's what we mustn't lose sight of is that this is a real cosmic nudge. It's an opportunity to push you to finally let go of more of what is holding you back. It will be a time of intense clarity if you allow yourself to see things from a bigger point of view, from that bigger picture. It really is about you being as grounded and as stable and as focused and as centered as possible, and, you know, being able to move with what is happening to you. You know, because, like I said, it's going to be shaking stuff up so that things can just fall away that you are no longer needing in your life, that are no longer serving you, that are really, really holding you back. So if you can see it like that and really change your perspective around it, and remember that everyone else is feeling it, and maybe at an unconscious level, you know, you really are being gifted with this cosmic wisdom and insight, you are going to be really flying. You could really, really have some truly transformational experiences during this period. It has the ability to really shift you deeply and profoundly. So it's one of those, it's like that double-edged sword, that it will feel challenging, because like I said, there will be things that will come out unexpectedly. Often it's, you know, it can be big things like a change of job or relationship that falls away, or maybe some sort of health crisis, or, you know, it can be big things, or it can be a series of lots of little things that you're least expecting. And it's not about kind of staying indoors and not going out, and sometimes we feel like that. We can't do that. We have to embrace it if we truly want to navigate this period, because this is God sent, this is God gifted, these are the sorts of transformational energies that as light workers and empaths we truly feel. And like I said, if we can keep centered and balanced, we can really, really do some incredible things for ourselves during these periods. Now, the eclipse doorway goes on for about 10 days, where it's in its active phase. This is where it's really going to feel quite heightened. You're going to feel that pressure. You're going to feel like scattered. You know, your focus is scattered. You're probably going to feel quite ungrounded as well. And, you know, just uncentered and you know, quite easily fall into that mindset of victim, which we really don't want. The key, like I said, the key is to keep as stable and centered as possible. And so this 10 days will feel very intense, basically, and then it will kind of ebb. But these eclipses, they come in threes, and it will take you well into the month of May. So that it's going to be up and down, a rise and fall of intensity. So I just wanted to let you get prepared mentally and just kind of allow you to recognize what is going on for you, and to understand that it's not going to be forever, and you're not losing the plot, and you're not a victim to circumstance. You have wonderful opportunities to really navigate this, learn to navigate this, and really grow from these experiences. So, you know, it is a question of surviving, but absolutely thriving as well. Now, to help you with this, I have my March Eclipse Moon Kit. So every lunar cycle, I create a cosmic moon kit, but this one is specifically crafted for the eclipse season. You have an amazing activation in there, and a couple of other tools just to keep you very grounded, very focused, and which you can just download and listen to as much as you want. This is absolutely going to help to keep you balanced. These are frequency tools, light tools, that will activate codes within you. You'll also have a breakdown of the March key dates, so you'll know exactly what's coming, how that's going to impact on you. And you will have your full moon lunar query, so that it will help you to get even more clarity over that full lunar eclipse. There is my new moon, but obviously that's gone now. That's included in there as well. So I would definitely recommend that if you want to get eclipse prepared and really thrive through this beautiful eclipse season. Obviously we've got the global equinox as well, so really from now onwards, just, you know, be, if you're feeling ungrounded, make sure you're grounding yourself, you know, and if you're feeling that build up, consider getting that eclipse moon kit, because I feel that will really, really help you. Now, if you'd like to access that, the link is in this week's show notes. All right, my lovelies, thank you so, so much for listening. I will be with you next week, supporting you and giving you guidance, cosmic guidance as to what's going on, helping you feel grounded, helping you feel aligned to these powerful cycles. Take care and have a good rest of your week. Bye.